of the most popular questions writers get from their curious readers is, where do you get your ideas? Elizabeth Dahl, a local author who writes fiction and nonfiction for children and adults, tackles that question, as well as its natural follow-up, how do you bring those ideas to life?
Every day, at book festivals, during classroom visits, and interviews conducted by Skype, writers take part in Q&A sessions with audiences. If you've sat in one of those sessions, you probably know the one question a writer is almost guaranteed to hear: where do you get your ideas? Though common, the question is tough to answer. I usually offer a few sentences, something about keeping my senses alert, studying the world, plumbing my own memories. I confess to bad habits, including eavesdropping. While this response isn't untrue, it feels inadequate. The reality is, the origins of a story or a poem, a song, a painting can be hard to articulate. A character gesture, fleeting image, or line of dialogue might have launched a project, but, like one of Andy Goldsworthy's outdoor sculptures, leaves stitched together with pine needles say, it's altered by weather and time. What if instead we considered the question, how do you take care of your ideas? Once one of these seeds starts to seem viable, what next? Ideas come when you're open to them, and it's with that same spirit of openness that you develop the ideas. You move forward, being willing to upend, redirect, or tinker. You listen to what the stories, or essays, or poems are telling you they want to be about. You note interesting connections your subconscious is making, ones your conscious mind wasn't aware of. When you finish a draft, you look at what's working and what isn't, tease out themes or character traits, delete some passages, expand others. Then you ask for feedback from readers and revise some more. In short, you put in the hours. Just as the more regularly you exercise, the easier it is to lace up your running shoes, the more you write, the more ingrained the habit. Writing begets more writing. In general, the most steadily productive writers I know don't treat their writing as overly precious. They just do it. They find a rhythm that works for them. It might be every day or not. Sometimes they feel like a genius and other times a miserable fraud, but they keep going. Some writing sessions won't yield much, but others will take you so deep into your project, you'll exist in a sort of creative dream state. Circular as the logic may seem, through the act of writing itself, you'll figure out what you mean to say. To be fair, even when you do invest the time, not every idea will prove viable. Sometimes a project just needs to be put aside, to give it, or you, time to mature. Other ideas may never work out. That's just part of the process. I say all this as much to remind myself as to tell you. There are ideas I'm not tending very diligently, even as I speak. But talk to me next week when one of my projects is humming again, and I'll tell a different story.
You can learn more about Elizabeth and her published works at elizabethdahl.com. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.